hot breakfast you know they need.
A hot breakfast you need.
A family Ralston wheat cereal. A family Ralston wheat cereal. A family favorite for over 30 years.
This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
They state the attack of the German government on the grounds that, and we quote, obviously Germany did all it could to push Japan into the war. New York. Detectives raided the Japanese consulate. They confiscated documents and placed the office under guard. At the same time, German police rounded up 133 Japanese nationals and interned them at Ellis Island. FBI agents from all over the country came here to aid in the roundup. Charles A. Lindbergh has just made a statement. We must meet this crisis, says he, as united Americans, regardless of our attitude in the past, toward the policies of our government and what it followed. President Roosevelt's signature was placed upon the Declaration of War resolution. Less than 3 hours after both houses of Congress passed the resolution, with only one dissenting vote in both houses. Cuba has just been asked to declare war. President Batista has a request direct to the Cuban Congress for prompt action. Washington, Norman Davis, Red Cross chairman, announced today, after a conference with President Roosevelt, that a drive would be launched immediately for $50 million to be used for our own armed forces. Davis said the Red Cross had spent a great deal of money in Hawaii yesterday as a result of the Japanese attack there, adding that we were all set. The Red Cross had sent 6 representatives over some time ago, Davis asserted, and also strengthened its staff in 12 centers in the Philippines. Industry will blacken the skies with planes and build 2 battleships for every one that sinks. The National Association of Manufacturers pledged that to President Roosevelt and the Congress today. And now from New York, John L. Lewis, president of the CIO, United Mine Workers of America, declared in a statement tonight, just received, that he joined in the support of our government to the day of its ultimate triumph over Japan and all other enemies. This news came to you from the NBC News.
You sing it as you ride the bus. the night.
Scatterbrain.
Supplies, but that aim will not be accomplished. Argentina will consider the United States as a non-belligerent.
thus permitting U.S. use of Argentine ports in the conduct of the war against Japan. Before it is completed today. This news from the NBC Newsroom.
Taken out of Washington.
Reference
to the protection of your home and your family. The reason may not be obvious to you, but it may be of great importance to comply immediately. Remember that each of you carries a responsibility for everyone else who comes in contact with you. Keep calm and unafraid. It will be easier for all those who are housed you to hold to this same attitude. Perhaps it was best put by Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt, the Assistant Director of Civilian Defense, when she said, and I quote, "There is one other thing I think to remember. Honest people will tell you that they are afraid of unknown situations. But if you act as though you were unafraid, you will shortly find that fear has left you, and that the interest in doing whatever must be done wipes out what otherwise may be a paralyzing effect on your ability to think. This is particularly true where you have young people and children around. Now, in the event of an air raid, and let me warn you all again that distance is no protection. That we who live on the Atlantic coast are just as much in danger of being bombed as our countrymen who were bombed last night in Honolulu. So here are some of the fundamental rules to remember. In the event of an air raid, first of all, keep cool. Keep your head. Don't follow any excited person who may be screaming. He may be trying to create a panic. Keep off the streets during the raid. If you're more than 5 minutes from home when an air raid comes, lie down under shelter. Otherwise, go home and stay there. Put out the lights if the planes come over. The lights that are out will never guide a jack or any other box. Don't wait for the last one. Keep all unnecessary lights out anyway. In case of a raid, lie down in the car, away from the windows. This is refuge in the home or apartment. The room with these slats. Put curtains, over drapes, portieres, or blinds. Or any light-proof material over the window. Take the things you need. Eyeglasses, pictures, cards, magazines, food, drinking water, toilet, screen. Take a table, good stout legs, a mattress. Each member of your family into this room. Lie down on it. Look at the sofa. If you have a portable radio, take it into the bedroom. Use it to listen for official announcements. Cooperate with your air raid warden. He is your friend. He will help you. Choose one member of the family to be the whole family air raid warden. He will remember all. By night or by day, it's dangerous to you, and it helps the enemy keep you out. The air raid warden is out there watching for you. Be a good fellow and obey the instructions and keep well. Don't be a wise guy and get hurt. If there is an air raid, remember to shut off gas furnaces or gas heaters or water heaters and turn off the pilot lights. Blast or bombs may blow them out. Gas that collects will be exploded. Be safe. Don't be sorry. Watch your local papers, listen to your radio, or announcement of what the official air raid warning will be in your vicinity, and the official call care signal, and obey it when it comes. What can I say? Yes, I'm repeating. But I'm going to repeat, and I'd rather repeat till you were bored than not to say it often enough. Then again I say, keep cool. Stay at home. Keep off the streets. Or in a shelter if there is an air raid. If Alarm comes, put out lights. When bombs fall, lie down, whether at home or outside. Stay, stay away from windows. Wait before air raid warnings. Cooperate with the regular warnings. We can lick the Japs if everybody does his part. The civilian who keeps cool, stays off the street, puts out lights, lies down, cooperates with the warnings. Just like the soldier and the sailor. If you are anxious to do something, you can volunteer for any case of any nature. Call your local civilian defense officer, or your local defense company, or any firehouse, police station. Both men and women are needed. The Volunteer Participation Committee has a very important program. More details given to you about this daily. Now, my friend, I do not want to unduly alarm my fellow citizens, but I want to be realistic. The situation is serious. We must not underestimate what happened only 24 hours ago. It is going to be, perhaps, a difficult task. It may take time, but we are not afraid, and we are confident that we are going to beat the Japs so badly that they will never attempt such a dastardly act as they committed yesterday for the next 300 years. I'm going to the coast this evening to survey on the Pacific coast. I've asked all governors and the state defense council and local defense councils to intensify the training of air raid wardens and fire auxiliary firemen. All the air raid wardens should drill at least once a day. Arrange to have them report to duty for these drills during time most convenient to them. We must all be prepared to take long hours of watch. That we repeat again. The situation is serious. We are comforted by the fine leadership of the President of the United States. The world today knows that we are a united people. The American people have spoken through their Congress. We are ready, we are firm, we are determined. I ask all to cooperate.
You have just heard an address by the Honorable Fiorella LaGuardia, Director of Civilian Defense. Director LaGuardia spoke from Washington on civilian protection. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.